Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 26, True or False. The Personified Vedas continued to pray. Our dear Lord Krishna, there are two classes of transcendentalists, the impersonalist and the personalist. The opinion of the impersonalist is that this material manifestation is false and that only the absolute truth is factual. However, the view of the personalist is that the material world, although very temporary, is nevertheless not false, but is factual. Such transcendentalists have different arguments to establish the validity of their philosophies. Factually, the material world is simultaneously both truth and untruth. It is truth because everything is an expansion of the Supreme Absolute Truth, and at the same time, it is untruth because the existence of the material world is temporary. It is created and it is annihilated. Because of its different conditions of existence, the cosmic manifestation has no fixed position. Those who advocate acceptance of this material world as false are generally known by the maxim Brahma Satya Jagan Mitya. They put forward the argument that everything in the material world is prepared from matter. For example, there are many things made of clay, such as earthen pots, dishes, and balls. After their annihilation, these things may become transformed into many other material objects, but in all cases, their existence as clay continues. An earthen water jug, after being broken, may be transformed into a bowl or dish, but either as a dish, bowl, or water jug, the earth itself continues to exist. Therefore, the forms of a water jug, bowl, or dish are false, but their existence as earth is real. This is the version of the impersonalist. This cosmic manifestation is certainly produced from the absolute truth, but because its existence is temporary, it is therefore false. The impersonalist understanding is that the absolute truth, which is always present, is the only truth. In the opinion of other transcendentalists, however, this material world, being produced of the absolute truth, is also truth. The impersonalist counter-argument is that the material world is not factual because sometimes it is found that matter is produced from spirit soul and sometimes spirit soul is produced from matter. Such philosophers push forward the argument that although cow dung is dead matter, sometimes it is found that scorpions come out of cow dung. And similarly, dead matter like nails and hair comes out of the living body. Therefore, things produced of a certain thing are not always the same. On the strength of this argument, Mayavadi philosophers establish that although this cosmic manifestation is certainly an emanation from the absolute truth, the cosmic manifestation does not necessarily have truth in it. According to this view, the absolute truth, Brahman, should therefore be accepted as truth, whereas the cosmic manifestation, although a product of the absolute truth, cannot be taken as truth. The view of the Mayavadi philosopher, however, is stated in Bhagavad Gita to be the view of the asuras or demons. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Asatyam apratishtam te jagad ahur anishwaram. The view of the asura of this cosmic manifestation is that the whole creation is false. The Asuras think that the mere interaction of matter is the source of the creation, and there is no controller or God. But actually, that is not the fact. Bhumir apanalo vayu kang mano buddhir evacha ahankara itiyangme vinna prakritir ashtadha. From the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, we understand that the five gross elements, earth, water, air, fire, and sky, plus the three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and false ego, are the eight separated energies of the Supreme Lord. Aparayam itastvanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. And from the following verse from the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that beyond this inferior material energy, there is a spiritual energy which is known as the living entities. The living entities are also accepted as the superior energy of Lord Krishna. The whole cosmic manifestation is a combination of the inferior and superior energies, and the source of the energies is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has many different types of energies. That is confirmed in the Vedas, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Sruyate. The transcendental energies of Lord Krishna are variegated, and because such varieties have emanated from the Supreme Lord, they cannot be false. Lord Krishna is ever-existing, and His energies are also ever-existing. Some of the energy is temporary, sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest, but that does not mean that it is false. The example may be given that when a person is angry, he or she does things which are different from one's normal condition of life, but that the mood of anger only appears and disappears does not mean that the energy of anger is false. As such, the argument of the Mayavadi philosophers that this world is false is not accepted by the Vaishnava philosopher. It is confirmed by Lord Krishna himself that the viewpoint that there is no supreme cause of this material manifestation, that there is no God, and that everything is only the creation of the interaction of matter is the view of the Asura or demon. The Mayavadi philosopher sometimes puts forward the argument of the snake and the rope. In the darkness of evening, a curled up rope is sometimes, due to ignorance, taken for a snake. But mistaking the rope as a snake does not mean that either the rope or the snake is false. And therefore this example used by the Mayavadis to illustrate the falsity of this material world is not valid. When a thing is taken as fact, but actually has no existence at all, it is called false. But if something is mistaken for something else, then that does not mean it is false. The Vaishnava philosopher uses a very appropriate example comparing this material world to an earthen pot. When we see an earthen pot, it does not at once disappear and turn into something else. It may be temporary, but the earthen pot is taken into use for bringing water, and we continue to see it as an earthen pot. Therefore, although the earthen pot is temporary and is different from the original earth, still, we cannot say that it is false. We should therefore conclude that the entire earth and the earthen pot are both truths, because one is the product of the other. We understand from Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Bhutani Kaunteya Prakritin Yanti Mamikam, Kaupakshaye punastani, kaupa dao visrajam yaham. After the dissolution of this cosmic manifestation, the energy enters into the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is ever existing with His varied energies. Because the material creation is an emanation from Krishna, we cannot say that this cosmic manifestation is a product of something void. Krishna is not void. Whenever we speak of Krishna, He is present with His form, quality, name, entourage, and paraphernalia. Therefore, Krishna is not impersonal. The original cause of everything is neither void nor impersonal, but is the Supreme Person. Demons may say that this material creation is Anishvar, without a controller or God, but such arguments ultimately cannot stand. The example given by the Mayavadi philosopher that inanimate matter like nails and hair comes out from the living body is not a very sound argument. Nails and hair are undoubtedly inanimate, but they come not from the animate living being, but from the inanimate material body. And similarly, the argument that the scorpion comes from cow dung, meaning that a living entity comes from matter, is also not sound. The scorpion which comes out of the cow dung is certainly a living entity, but the living entity does not come out of the cow dung. Only the living entity's material body, or the body of the scorpion, comes out of the cow dung. We understand from Bhagavad Gita, Mama Yonir Mahat Brahma Tasmin Garbhang Dadamyaham Sambhava Sarva Bhutanam Tato Bhavati Bharata Sarva Yonishu Kaunteya Murtaya Sambhavantiya Tasang Brahma Mahat Yonir Ahang Bija Pradat Pita. The spiritual sparks of the living entities are impregnated within material nature, and then they come out. The body of the living entity in different forms is supplied by material nature, but the living entity itself is begotten by the Supreme Lord. The father and mother give the body which is necessary for the living entity under certain conditions. The living entity transmigrates from one body to another according to one's different desires. The desires in the subtle form of intelligence, mind, and false ego accompany the living entity from one body to another, and by superior arrangement, a living entity is put into the womb of a certain type of material body, and then one develops a similar body. Therefore, the spirit soul is not produced from matter, but it takes on a particular type of body under superior arrangement. To our present experience, this material world is a combination of matter and spirit. The spirit is moving the matter. The spirit soul, or living entity, and matter are different energies of the Supreme Lord. Since both energies are products of the Supreme Eternal, or the Supreme Truth, they are therefore factual. They are not false. Because the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme, he or she is existing eternally. Therefore, there cannot be any question of birth or death. So-called birth and death occur because of the material body. The Vedic version, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, means that since both the energies have emanated from the Supreme Brahman, everything that we experience is not different from Brahman. There are many arguments about the existence of this material world, but the Vaishnava philosophical conclusion is the best. The example of the earthen pot is very suitable. The form of the earthen pot may be temporary, but it has a specific purpose. The purpose of the earthen pot is to carry water from one place to another. Similarly, this material body, although temporary, has a special use. The living entity is given a chance from the beginning of the creation to evolve different kinds of material bodies according to the reserved desires one has accumulated from time immemorial. The human form of body is a special chance in which the developed form of consciousness can be utilized. Sometimes the Mayavadi philosophers push forward the argument that if this material world is truth, then why are the householders advised to give up their connection with this material world and take sannyas? But the Vaishnava philosopher's view of sannyas is not that because the world is false, one must therefore give up material activities. The purpose of Vaishnava sannyas is to utilize things as they are intended. Srila Rupa Goswami has given two formulas for our dealing with this material world. When the Vaishnava renounces this materialistic way of life and takes to sannyas, it is not on the conception of the falsity of the material world, but rather to devote oneself fully to engaging everything in the service of Lord Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore gives this formula, anasaktasya vishayan yatharham upayunjataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktang vairagyam uchyate prapanchakataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunah mumukshabi parityago vairagyam falgu katyate. One should be unattached to the material world because material attachment is meaningless. The entire material world, the entire cosmic manifestation belongs to God, Krishna. Therefore, everything should be utilized for Krishna, and the devotee should remain unattached to material things. This is the purpose of Vaishnava sannyas. A materialist sticks to the material world for sense gratification, but a Vaishnava sannyasi, although not accepting anything for his personal sense gratification, knows the art of utilizing everything for the service of Lord Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore criticized the Mayavadi sannyasis because they do not know that everything has a utilization for the service of Lord Krishna. On the contrary, the Mayavadis take the world to be false and thus falsely think of being liberated from the contamination of the material world. But since everything is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Lord, the expansions are as real as the Supreme Lord is real. That the cosmic world is only temporarily manifested does not mean that it is false or that the source of its manifestation is false. Since the source of its manifestation is truth, the manifestation is also truth, but one must know how to utilize it. The same example can be cited. The temporary earthen pot is produced from the whole earth, but when it is utilized for a proper purpose, the earthen pot is not false. The Vaishnava philosopher knows how to utilize the temporary construction of this material world, just as a sane man knows how to utilize the temporary construction of the earthen pot. When the earthen pot is utilized for a wrong purpose, that is false. And similarly, this human form of body, or this material world, when utilized for false sense gratification, that is false. But if this human form of body and the material creation are utilized for the service of the Supreme Lord, these activities are never false. It is therefore confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Nehabi krama nashosti pratyabayo na vidyate swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. A little service attitude in utilizing this body and the material world for the service of Lord Krishna can deliver a person from the gravest danger of life. When they are properly utilized, neither the superior nor inferior energies emanating from the Supreme Personality of Godhead are false. But as far as fruitive activities are concerned, they are mainly based on the platform of sense gratification. Therefore, an advanced Krishna-conscious person does not take to them. The result of fruitive activities can elevate one to the higher planetary system. But, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Te tang bhuktva svarga lokam vishalam, kshine punye martya lokam vishanti, evang trayi dharmam anuprapana, katagatang kama kama labante. Foolish persons, after exhausting the results of their pious activities in the heavenly kingdom, come back again to this lower planetary system, and then once again try to go back to the higher planetary system. Their only profit is to take the trouble of going and coming back, just as at present many material scientists are spoiling their time by trying to go to the moon planet and again come back. Those who are engaged in such activities are described by the Vedas personified as Andha Parampara, or blind followers of the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Although such ceremonies are certainly mentioned in the Vedas, they are not meant for the intelligent class of men. Men who are too much attached to material enjoyment are captivated by the prospect of being elevated to the higher planetary systems, and so they take to such ritualistic activities. But a person who is intelligent, or who has taken shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, in order to see things as they are, does not take to fruitive activities, but rather engages him or herself in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna. Persons who are not devotees take to the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies for materialistic reasons, and then they become bewildered. A vivid example can be given. An intelligent person possessing millions of dollars in currency notes does not hold the money without using it, even though one knows perfectly well that the currency notes in themselves are nothing but paper. When one has $1 million in currency notes, one is actually holding only a huge bunch of papers. But if one utilizes it for a purpose, then one benefits. Similarly, although this material world may be false, just like the paper, it has its proper beneficial utilization. Because the currency notes, although paper, are issued by the government, they therefore have full value. Similarly, this material world may be false or temporary, but because it is an emanation from the Supreme Lord, it has full value. The Vaishnava philosopher acknowledges the full value of this material world and knows how to properly utilize it, whereas the Mayavadi philosopher, mistaking the currency note for false paper, gives it up and cannot utilize the money. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore declares, prapanchakataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshubhi parityago vairagyam phalgu kapyate. If one rejects this material world as false, not considering the importance of this material world as a means to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then such renunciation has very little value. A person who knows the intrinsic value of this material world for the service of Lord Krishna, and who is not attached to this material world, who renounces the material world by not accepting it for sense gratification, that person is situated in real renunciation. This material world is an expansion of the material energy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, it is real. It is not false, as is sometimes concluded from the example of the snake and the rope. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 26, True or False. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.